This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that dives into the topic of corporate social responsibility from many different perspectives. Host Kathy Pedrotti-Hayes is an expert in CSR and philanthropic giving, and her co-host, Vicki Bolson, is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company that was also the first B Corp certified company in Indiana. Kathy and Vicki became friends and equally passionate about CSR when they first worked together several years ago. Join them as they talk about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
Hey, Kathy, how are you today?
Good. Vicki, how are you?
I am doing great. I am so excited for our guest today. Her name is Jenine Notman, and she is the head of social impact at Lisa Mattress, which is a B Corp certified company that is revolutionizing the way people sleep. Founded because and by a person who is having trouble sleeping, the Lisa Mattress is nothing but amazing. Each mattress is made in the USA and shipped directly to your door, completely risk-free. Customers can try it for 100 nights, and if they're not satisfied, return it with no questions asked for a full refund. But what really sets Lisa apart is its industry-leading social impact program. Lisa donates one mattress for every 10 sold, partners with Arbor Day Foundation to plant a tree for every one sold, and donates time to support local and national organizations. I'm so excited to welcome Jenine to tell us more about the impact they are making by not just looking at the bottom line, but the triple bottom line, impacting people and the planet while turning a profit.
Yes. Well, welcome, Jenine. We're so happy to have you here.
And great to be here.
We so enjoyed talking with you. We always do a little pre-interview before. Can you tell us a little bit about Lisa Mattress? What's the history of the company and what you all do?
So Lisa started just about 3 years ago now, and one of two co-founders, David Wolf and Jamie Diamondstein, came together to conceptualize what the product would look like. They both really wanted to build a company that wasn't just known for having an exceptional and beautifully crafted product, but also for building a company that didn't just look at financial success, but how we as a company and we as a team could positively impact our community of Virginia Beach, where we're based in, but also each country we have a market in. So to Vicki's point, it was really at that conceptualization of the product that they committed to donating one mattress for every 10 we sold and planting a tree for every mattress we sold. So now we've had the privilege of donating over 23,000 mattresses across the U.S., Canada, and into Europe as well over the past 3 years. And these mattresses are going to organizations that are providing a better place to sleep, but a home, like also a home, a safe place for people that have gone through immense trauma, whether that be because of domestic violence, human trafficking, or other factors that lead into homelessness as well. So our social impact and our story really comes from those organizations, from really being intentional about who we partner with. This call is actually happening at a perfect time because we just wrapped up our Lisa Dreams project. So we visited, in this last quarter, we visited 10 organizations in 10 different cities in 10 weeks to really get a better understanding of what these mattresses mean, what a better night's sleep means for these individuals, but really, more importantly, what the organizations have meant for each of the individuals that stay there. And I'm telling you, these stories that we heard are just life-changing. It was like, it just felt like an honor to be able to go in and talk to these people who have gotten everything thrown at them in life and are there and are leading a beautiful life and are giving back now, and just hearing what the organizations we've been able to help in a really small way. Vicki and Kathy, I'm not gonna talk. Mattresses aren't the one reason why they are where they are today. It's the organizations, but it was life changing. Honestly, these past 10 weeks, I just got back yesterday, and it was incredible. We got to really it was amazing to see what us as a company. It was a moment of pride to have our team come along to. I was just with our CEO in Houston, where we supported the Kick In for Houston match to help with Hurricane Harvey, with some of the best athletes and celebrities across the country coming to give back. And yeah, it's been incredible.
I was reading some of the blogs over the weekend and prepping for today, and you're right. It really was very impactful just reading the blogs. I can't imagine having been there and seeing the, you know, people's faces when you showed up with the truckload of mattresses, you know. Pretty amazing. And I know, too, that you had told us that your staff is given time off to help with local and national organizations. Do you find that your staff mainly wants to help at food banks and shelters and places like that? Or are they allowed to, you know, volunteer wherever they want? Or is that kind of the requirement since you are Lisa Mattress?
That's a really good question. So our One Community program, which is the last of those three initiatives, One Earth, One Ten, and One Community, and that is really just ensuring that each of our employees at Lisa understand how giving back is in our DNA as a company, and with that, we want to encourage them to give back. So that's really twofold. With One Community, we offer every month an opportunity to, during the workday, to engage with local nonprofits. So some of them are Judeo-Christian Outreach Center, 99 for the One, as well as Norfolk Union Mission in the Hampton Roads. And so that those, you know, range from like 2 or 3 hours. We go and we serve food, we help out. And it's really just an opportunity to engage with the community that we're working with through our 110 program as well. On top of that, every employee gets 2 days off of their own time to pursue something that they're passionate about. So the reason that we as a company are working in the business of sleep, of providing a better night's sleep for people who have maybe never slept on a mattress in their life, is because that's something we're experts in. We know how to create a beautiful product. We know how to create the best product and to share that with people who give them the dignity of sleeping on a beautiful mattress and getting a good night's sleep. But, you know, we have like the most incredible team here at Lisa, and every person has their own strengths and their own gifts. So by no means those 2 days are to do something that they're passionate about. You know, so if they're on our dev team and they want to help teach coding in schools to middle schoolers, we really want to encourage them to use their gifts and their talents in the most successful and the most meaningful way to them. So they can do whatever they like, and they've really been, it's been awesome to hear what they've been doing as well.
Jenai, can you talk a little bit about your history and how you got involved just with CSR? And I know you've had some pretty unique experiences.
Absolutely. So I had the privilege of joining Lisa about a year and a half ago. And my background, I grew up with, first of all, the most incredible parents in the world. And I had the privilege of growing up around the world. So I was born in Scotland. We moved to Ukraine. I spent most of my life in Tanzania, East Africa, and then finished high school in Australia before I came to the States for my undergrad. Although I completely sound American now. So I had, like, growing up with parents like Ida, they've run nonprofits their whole lives. They've started one in Tanzania where they still live, called Kids Care Africa. And that is, they provide a home for 24 kids that are either their parents are unable to take care of them anymore, they lost their parents to HIV or AIDS, or, you know, just they've been abandoned. So they've provided a home for these kids and really an opportunity to start life on the right foot. But on top of that, they run 7 preschools across the country in rural areas, such as Kiela, a village off of Mbeya next to Malawi. And those, I mean, that reaches, it's reached over 2,500 kids now. And they just identified a problem in these villages. There wasn't preschools. And so these kids would go straight into primary school, into first grade, and it was a national curriculum. So they were already expected to, you know, count, to write their name. And so you imagine these kids who perhaps their parents, you know, the average is like third or fourth grade, they graduate in like third or fourth grade, they drop out of school. So growing up with parents like that, and then you are starting your educational career and you're already behind. You're already behind kids that maybe their parents had the means to pay to take them to a local village to go to preschool. And so, you know, starting off with that frustration, you know, you're 6 or you're 7 and you're already behind in school, and that's frustrating. The likelihood of you graduating high school, much less college, is extremely low. So they're looking to eliminate that by giving kids really that head start, that confidence to go into first grade. And they're amazing. They're two people, and they run this organization. We have an amazing project manager, too. But, like, literally, this is their passion, and it's contagious. So when I graduated college, I knew that I wanted to do something that was meaningful. I mean, I was looking into the nonprofit sector, and finding LISA was, like, the most serendipitous thing. And it was just, I feel like I was really skeptical of companies that gave back, you know, working and seeing the fundraising side of my parents' nonprofit, you know, that kind of corporate, you know, it's all about the show, writing the check and taking pictures and all of that. And so I think I was a little skeptical, and just hearing about LISA and, like, talking to, I remember the first conversation with David Wolf, the CEO, and just hearing his passion for this. I mean, every time he talks about it, this is something that is so near and dear to his heart. It's real. And you can tell. And you can tell with anyone you talk to at the company. This is real. This is something we all care about. And it was like, yes, of course I'm going to join. Of course I'm going to join LISA. I would love to. And it's really been an incredible journey. I mean, when we were in Houston, we were having dinner with David and talking about the highs and the lows of the year, and just looking back at this single year, you know, we're reaching our 3-year mark, and looking back at just how we're growing as a company and what that means for our mission and what that means for the impact and the scale of organizations that we're able to work with. It's amazing.
It does sound like it was a serendipitous fit. And it sounds like your parents are just lovely people.
They are.
So would you say that Lisa's involvement then in CSR is by default or by design?
That's a really good question. So I'd say it was very intentional. This was something that we knew we wanted, our co-founders knew they wanted to build into the company. However, and apologies if I'm not directly answering the question, but like, however, we as a company want to be showing other startups, we're still a startup, and we're able to do this, and we're able to have this commitment. And really, at the end of the day, we want to show that, like, no matter what size your company is, you know, if you're just starting, or maybe you've been in business and you've seen success over decades, you have the ability to get back. There's no excuses in going to that default side. I hope in the next 5 years, as I stay in the CSR sector, that this isn't something unique to a company, but instead of like, does this company give back? Instead, we're asking about how the company gives back. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like right now, as consumers become more aware of what their purchase means, and the story behind their purchase and buying a LISA mattress, how you are responsible for the impact that we have and the reason that we're able to be a part of these organizations. It's powerful. And I think consumers are becoming more aware of that. And honestly, it's my hope, it's my dream that in a few years, every company, it's a standard, it's by default, that when you're starting a company, this is something you should be thinking about. It's not just about how you can, you know, maximize your profits, but really how you can use your platform in the world to make a difference and, you know, in whatever cause makes most sense for your product or your business.
Yeah, that's great. And I had a question about that because reading and talking with you about LISA, definitely the cause of giving up a mattress to somebody that really needs it, that makes sense. How did you guys figure in the Arbor Day, the National Arbor Day program or the Arbor Day Foundation mm-hmm. program?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it goes back to your statement about the triple bottom line and the planet that we live in. It's extremely important. And again, no matter what field you're in, we're all, by existing in this world, we're taking a toll on the planet. And we wanted to give back in that realm as well. And so the Arbor Day Foundation, we, as I mentioned before, we plant one tree for every mattress, but we've committed to planting 1 million trees by 2025. And that's something that goes outside of LISA. David Wolf also co-signed on that. So no matter what happens to the company as well, that's something that we're committed to. And again, it's something that should happen. And as we're growing as a company, I also look to see how we can, you know, integrate that into different areas as well. We're in our office, but also beyond with our customers and our employees as well.
So if you have the goal of planting a million trees by 2025, how many mattresses does that translate into by 2025?
A million. Yeah, one for one for the trees.
Okay, a million for the trees. Yeah. But what about if it's one mattress given for every 10 sold? Do you have you done the math to see what the goal is for mattresses?
Oh, how many mattresses? Yes. Yeah. So that, with the Arbor Day Foundation, that was part of the thing we signed on for. So it would be 100,000 mattresses by 2025. And I mean, even just looking now as we're reaching the end of 2017, looking into 2018, and just going off of, you know, our success as a company, that's really the most exciting part about it. As we're growing and scaling as a company, that we get to, you know, reach these huge milestones in the next few years, it's incredible.
Okay. So the 23,000 is in the last 3 years that you've been in business. So
yeah.
So that's very attainable as you scale then. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So that was signed really early on in the company. So as those projections, and but that's something that we're committed to. And as I said, as we're expanding our relationship with Arbor Day and just throughout different environmental, you know, being able to expand, that's exciting. Our focus is very much 110, you know, one mattress for every 10 sold. And our social mission is really driven around working with those communities. But to your point, we don't want to lose sight of, you know, the environment and how, at the end of the day, trees promote life. You know, it's an immediate effect. And we want to be providing a better place to sleep for generations to come.
You talked when we did our pre-interview with you, we so enjoyed that. And you talked about the workplace culture at LISA. What's a typical day like there for you and for the staff?
That's a great question. So I'm just back in the office after a few weeks on the road. And I think what's something that's so special about LISA is that, like, we had our big company meeting like a week ago when I was on the road. So I called in and I just, like, they're like family. Like, I missed it so much. And I don't think, like, it really is incredible to work here. Like, we're, you know, on 70 employees now across our US and UK offices. And it's just, it's special. Like, these are people, part of being a part of a fast growing company is that, you know, it's a lot of work you're putting in. Everyone here is so dedicated to our success and our social success. So yeah, there is no typical day, at least, but to answer your question. It's always, you never know what to expect. It's always so fast-paced. And the great part about heading up the social impact department is it's just so exciting to talk across the different departments. So, like, you know, it integrates into everything, how we're telling our story with our content and, you know, on our website, and then, you know, getting to have meetings with different brands, like talking to different brand ambassadors and their agents about how we can get them involved in a giving back initiative, talking about what they're passionate about. We've had some amazing events with, like, Richard Sherman, Ali Raisman, just incredible people, again, who have a platform to talk about the meaning behind what these organizations are doing, to be able to connect our giving partners with our brand ambassadors. But yeah, I mean, a typical day for me in the last few months has been on the road with organizations, you know, talking to the residents there, planning the events, making sure all the products arrive on time. But I missed it so much. Like, I couldn't wait to get back into the office, really. It's an incredible place to be.
So LISA is a B Corp certified company, and how has that been for you to be a part of that community, to be part of the B Corp community?
It's been amazing. So just a few months ago in October, they had their global B Corp retreat, and it was really special to play a bigger role in it this year. We were one of the sponsors, and as a result, you know, we got to engage in a deeper way with the conference. But, like, it's just the most, like, uplifting week. You're with these thought leaders from across the world that are using business so creatively. And, like, back to my point about, instead of, like, if a company gives back, the conversation should be about how a company gives back. And that's what the conversation was. It's just about how you can use it the most effectively, how you can engage your employees, how can you engage your consumers. Because at the end of the day, what we're doing as a company, we're hoping it's leading to a bigger thing. You know, we're inspiring our customers to get involved in this cause. You know, homelessness is a huge issue in the States. And I think we talked about this on the pre-interview. Like, when I moved to the States, it was my biggest surprise, the fact that this was still happening in the U.S. and the importance of working within our local communities. I mean, you get to talk to people from, you know, Ben and Jerry's and what they're doing, engaging local farmers, and like, you just leave so inspired and so excited to come back to the office and talk to the teams about, you know, how can we be better? Because every day it's about how can we do more? And, you know, just again, like that first conversation with David that I had when I accepted the job, and that stayed true throughout this whole time. I feel like I'm in such a privileged position because I never had to go to David and be like, can we do this? Can we give more? Instead, he's coming to me and he's like, how can we give more? And it's just like, that's like our ethos as a company. And to be able to go and talk to other companies who are, you know, who maybe have been around longer than us, like Ben and Jerry, but who are just so creative in the way that they're giving back, engaging all their stakeholders in that as well.
Well, as proud as you are of your parents, they must be proud of you as well. So I have one question before Kathy asks you our closing question. I'm just curious, do people really send back the mattresses ever?
As far as like our product, we, you know, it's that universal adaptive feel that we talk about. We created a product. Shopping for a mattress is overwhelming. You know,
right.
There's so much to choose from. So by taking away that element, by creating a really thoughtfully designed and crafted product, Jamie Diamonstein, our other co-founder, has been, you know, in the mattress industry, and he really is our product guru. And I sleep on a Lisa and I'm in love with it. Probably like the number one thing I missed when I was traveling. Couldn't wait to be reunited with it. But, you know, in the case that our customers don't fall in love with it, and like, you know, you're also, if you're sleeping with a partner, at the end of the day, it's personal preference. So yes, we do have returns, and that's something that our customer experience team, which is another pride and joy of Lisa, just the way that our customer experience team engages with our customers. They're like seriously such champions going into this holiday season. It's so busy, and they really are amazing. And they're also, you know, a huge part of our social mission too, because they work so hard to coordinate with nonprofits and how we can really put those returns to use. These are, you know, again, they're pretty much brand new mattresses, how we can engage our local giving partners there as well. And just back to the workplace question, the beautiful thing about having a ratio-based giving is that every single person at Lisa, you know, whether you're in CX, whether you're in design, whether you're in marketing, or whether you're, you know, heading up a department, you are responsible for our social mission. And like, we, as we grow and as we see success and scale as a company, we're able to grow that social mission. And that goes to our consumers, and that goes to our, you know, partners, that goes to our brand ambassadors. So it's just a really easy story to tell in that way, because we are able to give because everyone is working so hard here.
Sure. Well, it's a great marriage of a great policy and a great mission, you know, to be able to put those returns, albeit I'm sure far and few between, to use.
So, Janai, what advice would you give to our listeners about how to incorporate CSR into their workplace or how to grow their already existing CSR framework?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just about engaging your team, first of all. If our Lisa team wasn't as involved and as passionate about our social impact program, and especially, you know, as you're looking at your executives, like, you buy in from the top, and having your leaders be so passionate about it makes a difference. So, you know, whatever stage you are at a company, you do have a voice, and you do have the power to make a change. And also, like we talked about earlier, consumers are becoming more and more aware of what companies stand for. So not only, you know, you're building your brand as a company, and the social impact component is something consumers are going to look for. But outside of that, like, just as an individual, I think, like, you know, where we're talking about companies and we're talking about all of that, and just from the individual to a company level, it can be overwhelming. You know, we look at homelessness, for example, which is the cause that we work closely with. It's overwhelming. The numbers are huge. It's disheartening. It's heartbreaking to think, you know, veterans that have served our country are on the street, you know, especially as it's getting colder. It's heartbreaking, and it's a big issue, and there's no way that we could do it alone, you know. There's no way that we could really have the impact that we did without our giving partner. But really, we are able to have an impact as a company and even just as an individual. You know, whatever you're passionate about, whatever makes sense for you and for your company, that, like, just telling that story and having is meaningful. I think, like, it can be hard to look at a problem and be like, you know, we can't make a dent in that, but you can. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, you can make an impact. And I think you just have to, from the onset, like, if you're looking to build a company from the onset, and I think that's why we've been able to, you know, it's been a part of our DNA. And I think that's why we've seen success across, like, the team engagement, across our storytelling, is because from the onset, David and Jamie knew that this is what we wanted to do. They knew what our commitment was, and they knew what cause we were going to go for. They knew what our message was going to be. And it's just been able to scale as we've grown as a company. So I think just setting that out, because I think it can be really easy. There's so many things to give back to, you know what I mean? There's, like, so many causes now, and really just focusing in on what you're passionate about and what makes sense for your company. And just knowing that, like, these organizations aren't able to have the impact they are without community support and without corporate support. And so it makes a difference. And really, it changes your workplace too. Like, the environment at least, so, like, coming back from the Streams project and being able to tell everyone about it, it's just, I don't know, it's contagious. And I think it motivates every single one of us to come to work. So it's, you know, all the resources it takes to put into it is worth it, because it's incredible in the end. It really is.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's been great, Janai, having you on the show, and keep up the good work. Tell our listeners real quickly where they can find you to purchase a mattress, learn more about your social impact, and where to find you on social media.
Absolutely. Our website is leesa.com. That's LEESA.com. And there you can see all of our products, as well as our Give Back page. And you can find us on social media at Leesa, LEESA, Sleep.
Let's give a big thank you to Matthew Sosi, our podcast engineer. You can visit the Taking Care in Business website at takingcareinbusiness.com.
Or just visit us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at any time at info@takingcareinbusiness.com.
Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, take care in business.